You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Tuesday, and welcome back from Memorial Day weekend. The most interesting thing in tech is a story that I read in Vice today about eye tracking. So it's written by one of the creators, somebody who worked for 30 years on virtual reality, mixed reality, Microsoft's HoloLens. It's about the power of knowing where your gaze is going and what it's actually directed at. So there are a couple of interesting things that I learned. First of all, there are real biometric signatures in your eyes. So if you can get information on what my eyes are like, it's a really important part of identity. Kind of knew that, but it means that your biometric data needs to be really protected. And a lot of these systems, AR headsets or VR headsets or things you put on your face, electronics you put on your face, are tracking your eyes and are looking in your eyes and are keeping track of that signature. So that's one small thing that's important. Another thing that's really important is that we're never quite sure what we're looking at. We think our peripheral vision is really good, but it's our brain kind of making sense of all of these different inputs that come in sort of partially from us, and our eyes are missing things all the time. It's why magicians are able to pull so many tricks on us. And it also means it'd be fairly easy to manipulate us. Well, now let's go to another interesting thing, which is there's actually a lot of good that can come of that, right? So you can imagine these glasses with the latest technology and all that we've learned about gaze constantly adjusting so whatever I'm looking at is in focus. If somehow you can tell from the way my eyes are moving that I'm looking at this camera or that I'm looking at these words, you can change the way my glasses work to help me see better, to help me make sense of this big mess of visual information that's coming in. But, and this is the main point of the essay and the most important thing, there are also real opportunities for manipulation. Because if you can understand how somebody's eyes are moving and how their pupils dilate, you can tell who they're attracted to. You can tell who they enjoy interacting with in an office. You can tell whether they like cars or aren't interested in cars. Once you have that information, you can advertise to them in ways that would be extremely powerful and would feel quite manipulative if totally effective. So it's an exciting world. As with so much in tech, there are great things that could happen or it could end up being really creepy. That's the most interesting thing in tech today. See you tomorrow.